This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's looking for two more segments. Then I'm going to get into the geopolitical news. Not popularity drops 34% as Gen Z rejects Kaepernick ad campaign. Just like the NFL's down 40-something percent. But they don't stop because it's in their own New York, San Francisco, insane asylum bubbles. We want to see some guy that made $80 million as a spoiled brat running around pee-peeing on the American flag. Going back to Roger Stone, we got a really funny Marco Rubio intro next segment, but I almost can't have fun here because, yeah, we had a big victory lap, as you called me last night and said, well, great job. I wanted to go confront my accusers, and they couldn't believe it. They looked horrified, and now they're even more horrified that they don't get, as they kick us off cyberspace, we just go take over the third dimension, like the InfoWars army we've launched. That's totally peaceful, saying get information out, wake people up. They're really starting to get scared, I think, Roger.
Well, and that's why Owen Schroyer and I are going to set up a GoFundMe for our new Bullhorn Fund. In other words, we want members of the InfoWars Army to be armed with multiple bullhorns to make sure their voices are heard. It is an excellent example of grassroots activism. You saw the way a bunch of bratty punks who were paid by the Democrats busted up a judicial hearing based on their deep commitment to transparency, except for transparency when it comes to Hillary Clinton's missing 33,000 emails. In that case, they don't like transparency quite so much. Here's what I don't think they understand, Alex, and that is that people like us and David Knight and Owen and so many others there at InfoWars, we're not in this for the money or the glory or the acclaim. We're in it for the fight. If we wanted to do this for money, we'd be on the mainstream media side of things. It'd be much easier to make a living. You would get more coverage. You would get the fawning coverage of the fake New York Times and the failing Washington Post. We're in this for the fight. And when people go to the InfoWars.com store and they buy one of our great products or a t-shirt or they buy one of my books, that money's not going in our pockets. That money's going back into InfoWars for additional people and legal fees.
And let's explain. We have an instinct, a spirit to not want to be slaves. Sure, money's fine. Sure. But we're not trying to get more powerful in the corrupt, stagnant system. We're trying to change that system. And here's the good news. Thanks to the listeners and everybody's support, we're doing it, Roger.
Well, that's what was so aggravating last week when NBC said Roger Stone keeps talking about being indicted by Mueller because he's seeking publicity and he wants to raise money to line his pockets.
They were the ones saying it.
I mean, if 12 people who worked for you went to the grand jury, if CNN reported that Mueller's going through all your banking records, what would you think? It's absurd. So when you get out ahead of it, these people say, act like you're trying to profiteer on the system.
Well, that's the thing, is it's this doublespeak. CNN will say, ban Alex Jones and all other conservatives and go ahead and put them in prison. And they'll have three senators say it. And then they'll have Oliver Darcy, the very guy spearheading it, go on TV and say, no one's taking Alex Jones off. He's insane. I mean, it's like, what are they doing? They lie segment to segment.
Yeah, it's Kafkaesque. That Darcy guy did not do well yesterday. I thought that you exposed him as the fraud that he really is. It was a total Mr. Jones goes to Washington moment. And I got to congratulate you because you had the courage to go right there into the lion's den and confront the face of evil. I mean, did you see Dick Blumenthal from Connecticut, the dead eyes, the guy who lies about his non-existent Vietnam service? These people are zombies and worse.
You're right. We've got some of the little Marco Rubio coming up, and then I've got a boil down of talking to the Twitter CEO, trying to get questions to him, and, of course, talking to the man that looks like a possum that just climbed out of the carcass of a dead cow. When I said that to him, he said, oh, you already said that before. I'm like, oh, you were watching. That's what you look like. I mean, the opossum coming out of the end of a dead cow, I've seen it before. They have a look on their face like they've done something wrong. We'll be right back. You got some evil eyes, boy. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Because they're, you know about authoritarian regimes, they're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba, we're becoming like Vietnam, we're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw men, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
I don't know anything about your site, man.
To get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, so they were looking for him speaking with
that
even.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Well, there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a
rapist. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
The, right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, there you go. Marco Rubio, they have this arrogant thing they do where Oliver Darcy of CNN that nobody watches and listens to, but his main job is getting conservative, libertarian, pro-Trump media off the internet. He admits that. To our face, he just said, no, that's not true. No one's taking you off. I've never called for you to be censored. But there's hundreds of tweets and dozens of articles and dozens of newscasts where he sits up there with Stelter pushing it. We're going to put some of those clips together. Why would Marco Rubio comes out of the door where the press waits for senators to come out? I didn't interrupt his conference. I started asking him questions. He ignored me, started talking to them, so I started interjecting. He's talking about Chinese censorship. Good. What about happening here? So he goes, man, I don't know who you are. He goes, I swear to G-O-D, I don't know who you are. And everybody's like, this is ridiculous. What is the point of that, Roger Stone?
That's elitism. That's an elitist snub, which I think backfired very badly on him. I mean, I guarantee you in his home state of Florida, Alex, not only do people know who you are, but we have millions, literally millions of loyal listeners. I can't go out in public without being mobbed, not only by libtards who want to fight, but by patriots who want to come up and shake my hand. And invariably, a majority of them say, oh, you know Alex Jones. Tell Alex Jones we love him. Tell Alex Jones to keep fighting. Tell Alex Jones we're with him. It happens every single day.
That's what keeps me going is for my children's future, is for every one person that goes, F you, get out of here. As I was getting on the plane, somebody says, get out of D.C., Alex, get out of here. Some lady did. And but for that person, 30, 40 people said, stay strong, keep it up. We know they're lying about you. And I say, you do? And they go, of course we do. We love you. Keep it up. I mean, I'm getting real love now from the persecution, not just, hey, we like you, buddy. So I think they realize, though, they've turned us into martyrs, Roger. I think that's why they might try to actually physically get us.
Sorry about that background noise from the Stone family dogs. It reminds me, yesterday, Alex, I was coming out of a restaurant. I'm at the beach with my family, and there was a woman wearing a T-shirt that said, my dog would be a better president. And I said to her, yeah, than Hillary Clinton. She was very offended.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, why are they so angry, Trump said, when everything's going so well? Why do they fundamentally think their identity was tied up in that witch Hillary?
It really is extraordinary. You wonder how people can be committed to the inexorable decline of the country. I love that clip where Barack Obama is doing like a town meeting and he says, folks, those jobs aren't coming back. And does that guy, I'm not going to mention his name, speaking of Donald Trump, does he think he has some magic wand? No, Mr. Former President. Cutting regulation and cutting taxes creates jobs. Jack Kennedy knew it. Ronald Reagan knew it. Donald Trump knows it. The only person who doesn't seem to know it is you, Barry.
In fact, we've got that magic wand clip we'll play in a moment because he's like saying those jobs aren't coming back. Well, yeah, because if China's got a couple 100% tariff on us, of course we're not going to be able to have any jobs here. I mean, it's one-sided, and Trump says that's stopping.
Yeah, look, they are really – I've never seen this kind of hysteria. It's surprising that, you know, that they launched this assault in the doldrums of late summer, but you've seen their trajectory. Omarosa, McCain, Woodward, now the phony New York Times, editorial. The New York Times is owned by Carlos Slim, the Mexican billionaire. When he's not owning the New York Times, he's the single largest donor to the Clinton Foundation. So why would we assume that anything, a single word written at the New York Times is actually true? All the news that's fit to print, embellished with a left-wing tint.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, Carlos Slim got $5 billion in federal money over 8 years for Obama phones. I mean, he made literally $5 billion gross. I think they said the profit was $3 billion. So, of course, he launders it back through the foundation of the New York Times. And as you know, the New York Times has had people on me for 6 months, Roger, and they can't even cook up anything. So now they just put out false reports that our traffic is down by half, which is not true. I mean, these people are complete liars. And I know everybody knows that, but folks, you have to understand. They write giant articles now with just the most fantastical fiction, and I'm even reading it going, gosh, I can't believe they lie this much. This is so complex. But they write all this complex stuff to make it sound real.
You know, I think a lot of people may not recognize that even inside these news organizations, like the New York Times and the Washington Post and others, there are some honest people that work there. There are some real reporters who are unbiased and trying to do their job. And they're frustrated by editors who cut their stuff, who delete their stuff, who reject their stuff when they try to do an objective job. So even those news organizations are not monolithically dishonest.
I agree. But the people that are total liars, they're put to the top of the food chain.
Oh, there's no question. Those are the editors. That's management. And that's where good reporting gets killed. But the woman who's working on a hatchet job from the New York Times about you, she's hated by New York Times reporters. I have at least four conversations with current New York Times reporters who have no respect for this woman, who think she's a knife artist who lies, who think that she brings discredit to their entire publication. I responded to her questions about you. I'm waiting to see how she attempts to twist what I have said about you. By the way, I don't think she can find the proof that you're a Russian spy because it doesn't exist.
Doesn't mean they're not trying, boy. I mean,
clings to this bizarre narrative. How long has Alex Jones been on the payroll of RT, of Russia Today? Well, that's an easy question. How about never? about never. They're such liars. It's extraordinary.
And now they're actually trying to set me up. Let's play this clip since you mentioned it. Here's that famous magic wand statement.
And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
That's enough. And that's the lie right there in closing, Roger. Trump laid out his whole plans and exactly how it would work and had top economists agree with him. But Paul Krugman of the New York Times said he'd eat his hat if it ever hit 3%.
Yeah, no, the president, with the help of Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore, great economist at Heritage, had the most dynamic economic program of all the candidates, and now he's implemented it, and it's working.
Come on, America. Come back from the dead, and you are. I love you. RogerStoneColdTruth.com, InfoWars.com. Keep it up. You're awesome. We'll be back with Critical Intel straight ahead.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right. If you just joined me, I could sit here and revel in how much fun it was to storm the swamp in the Senate and the House, and then to watch corporate media act like it was so bad that I came and talked to cameras and that I waited in the hallway and talked to Rubio and how uncouth and evil and bad that is. You go to any of these hearings, they have Soros-paid goons on record screaming and yelling at every hearing. And then they don't arrest those people, they just take them out. The police told me, if you go in there and do a disruption, you'll be arrested. And I said, I'm not wanting to give you the images of me being arrested. I was saved from Antifa at the RNC by the state police that led me out when they attacked me. The news runs that everywhere like I'm being arrested. And they're like, you really aren't going to do it? We'll let you in. And I said, yeah, dude, I just told you. Why do I want to be in there when I can be out here with 50 news cameras, which I was? Yeah, there's the photo you see most times about me. The Antifa just attacked me, and they grabbed me and drug me out of the attacking crowd that was also attacking police. That turns into I'm being arrested. They run that everywhere. Jones kicked off the internet. He should be in jail. Boom. Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere, continually. And here's an example. Republicans were mad at Twitter for banning Alex Jones. Then they met him. That's a Slate article. And he goes, he's mean and crude. He disrupted Congress. He was mean to Rubio and broke into a press conference. No, I was waiting for him to come out the door. That's where they come out the door. That's what everybody does. I went over and confronted him about censorship, and he was very rude. But that turns into, I'm this wild rule breaker. They even have articles, should Jones be banned from government buildings? They are professional disruptors. I didn't break any rules. And I need to be banned. See, third dimensional banning. Look, man caught paying off Kavanaugh protesters, works for Soros-funded organization, is a lawyer, and it's him handing out wads of cash to women that then go in and yell and scream, you're killing me, you're killing me, Kavanaugh's murdering me. Ah! Infowars.com. All of it right there. Their names, who they are. That's disrupting. Not me. And the point is that if somebody's really been wrong, like Laura Loomer, who they're banning everywhere, and then she goes and says, stop banning me in a committee hearing, that's up to her to put herself at that risk. I support it. But these are all paid professionals, and then the media acts like I was disrupting when they're the ones that do it professionally. Again, everything they do is a fraud. But then, Oliver Darcy, this low-energy weasel who gets like 100 retweets when he tweets, who's the head of media operations and coverage for CNN, which means you got to really be a deceptive weasel. You can read articles on Infowars.com with hundreds of his tweets saying, ban me, and policing here and policing there, and saying, he violated your terms here. Where are you taking him off? He violated your terms there. And when he says it, he's CNN. It makes it so, because he's God. Even though they had no viewers and are totally disrespected and hated under the kings of fake news. So then I kept saying, you've called for me to be banned, And he goes, no, I didn't. That's not true. It's this arrogance, this spirit of disrespecting you. And so he's celebrated me being taken off all these platforms. And he goes around trying to get me off Twitter, but then to my camera, he's not going to admit he's censoring. He goes, no, I'm not, thinking you have no memory. That's evil. Here's some of the HD footage.
Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong, there's no censorship of conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful.
How are you doing, Alex?
We're just, look at you. Look, you are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. You're going to go down the history books at the Criminal News Network. This is one of the main people right here who thinks you have no memory, who sits there and lobbies. Show him. It sits there and lobbies people to take other news off, claiming they're fake when CNN is the fakest WMD, Gulf Arab state dictatorship funded. Unbelievable. Hey, come on over here, Drew. I want to get this down. This is unbelievable. I was literally saying I don't see the Criminal News Network here, but indeed we do, right there at the front of the line of the frog, to try to get in there and try to shut down conservative libertarian speech. And of course he comes from the loins of Glenn Beck, the king. I mean, look at those eyes, folks. If you want to see the eyes of a rat. Look at those eyes. Look at that slobbering to the system and the criminals at CNN, all their warmongering and death, all their fake news, and then running around trying to police the internet and try to shut people down. And then you think people are so stupid. On CNN, a week later, you say no one's censoring anybody, no one's pushing for censoring, and then you say that Trump is the one attacking the press, but only doesn't stand up to your lies. Just look at this guy's eyes. That is who will rule your life. Him and people like Skelter. That is who want to look at that smile.
Alex, you know, I'd say, so I've known Oliver quite a long time. Good to see you again, Oliver.
Good to see you, Chuck.
Good to see you. You know, he's from Fresno. And he knows that. Because, you know, in Fresno, we actually believe in free speech. And here he is censoring people and doing
an organized... Policing. He's the thought police. That is the thought police.
Beforehand, he worked for Fresno. And of course, I and many other people in the conservative movement helped us in his career along. But now he's decided that now that he works for CNN, he's going to go and try and shut down voices.
Look, I mean... He's even more evil looking.
Think about the decisions that you made.
You don't even respond because we're just scum. You sit there seeing them with no viewers, no followers. Everyone can't stand you. And no matter, you can shut everyone down on earth. No one will like you. You understand that? You'll never have millions and billions of fans and followers. You'll never have people that love you.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say, Alex?
You are a dishonorable liar who would never even dare have me on your little tiny shows when you and Stelter call me a virus. You are a virus to America and freedom. You are authoritarianism. Just look in those eyes. The hunger to silence America. The hunger to extinguish the First Amendment. The hunger to deceive. But he can't do it because the fire of liberty is not going to be knocked out. I want you to know I'm starting to come up here a lot. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other.
That's good.
Just so you know.
Always good to see you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, no, you don't talk back to your slaves. You just act calling everybody sponsors to get them to dump you, working with Media Matters and the Nazi collaborator George Soros,
all right.
Smiling like a possum that found out the rear end of a dead cow.
You used that one several times.
That's what you look like.
You need to come up with some.
You look like a possum that got caught doing some really nasty stuff. In my view. You're a public figure, too. If I go to Twitter and say, he's bullying me, I'm only trying to be platformed everywhere and celebrating it, and then insulting my viewers a week later saying no one's doing it. How dumb do you think your viewers are? Think they have no memory like Dari from Finding Nemo? So you can't respond. All you do is deceive. Your job is to be a disruptor.
That's not a response to. This is not a...
Are you saying the left isn't trying to be platformed conservatives?
This is not a... I'm not doing an interview with you.
Exactly. There you go. Just look at it. Look at that person.
He can't defend it. Full video on InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Big news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life.
CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a few of these clips from yesterday, then I'm going to get into the breaking news. But here I am on some of the feeds in front of more than 50 news cameras, and I am laying out the reason I came to D.C., the reason I came to Washington, because they're not letting me face my accusers. And then they had another area where I was getting into the censorship, and they cut the feed. That clip's coming up next, but first this clip.
And said that I said things on Twitter I didn't say. And so, again, they can say all day I violated their terms. Jack Dorsey didn't take me off Twitter. And you, the so-called media, has been foaming at the mouth to get me further deplatformed so I can't respond to the lies. Think about this in America. Think about this in America. That I have been unable. This is the 11th hearing that they've had in the last year and a half where I'm one of the main focuses, and I have not ever been called to testify when they say outrageous, slanderous, defamatory things, when they've had in the House Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee, and others, they'll have people point blank from the CIA, you name it, who are leftists, say Alex Jones works for the Russians. That is an outrageous lie beyond Joseph McCarthy, anything he ever did. But when McCarthy did it, the people got to come in and got to confront the committee and say, you have no decency. How dare you act like this? This is 100 times worse than anything Joseph McCarthy ever did, and it's a shame. So,
Mr. Jones, this morning's hearing is specifically about preventing election manipulation. This afternoon's hearing is...
Sure. But every time they have these meetings, they bring up InfoWars. They claim they're taking InfoWars down to stop election meddling. Obama established with an executive order. He established with an executive order before he left office a special office that deals with foreign propaganda. What it's really been used is to target domestic populist popular groups. The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other, just like communist China. This is dangerous authoritarianism, and they've packaged silencing Americans who are popular and well-spoken, as Tucker Carlson said about me on Fox News, not because what I say is bad, but because what I say is effective and true and popular. So they build straw men and misrepresent what I say.
And then that feed got cut out. And here's another example of where they cut the live feed. CNBC cuts Alex Jones' live feed as capital as he rants about being silenced by dangerous authoritarianism. That's a Raw Story article. And what's shocking is Raw Story calls me a libertarian, which is accurate, and is somewhat positive. Good. I hope the left wakes up. The fact they're coming after everybody's free speech. So the good news is I'm seeing more and more support from Republicans, libertarians, people like Drudge Report, Tucker Carlson, they've always been supporting. But now I'm seeing some of the leftist publications getting what's going on that I'm saying at these hearings. Because the Republicans, a lot of them are just as bad as the Democrats when it comes to the censorship garbage. So let's go ahead where they cut the feed.
You just heard the opening bells here at the NYC. Let's send it back down to Carl, to Julia, actually, in the halls there. Julia.
They can say and do whatever they want. The media ran a hoax and said that I said things on Twitter I didn't say. And so, again, they can say all day I violated their terms. Jack Dorsey didn't take me off Twitter. And you, the so-called media, has been foaming at the mouth to get me further deplatformed so I can't respond to the lies. Think about this in America. Think about this in America. That I have been unable. This is the 11th hearing that they've had in the last year and a half where I'm one of the main focuses, and I have not ever been called to testify when they say outrageous, slanderous, defamatory things. When they've had in the House Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee, and others, they'll have people point blank from the CIA, you name it, who are leftists, say Alex Jones works for the Russians. That is an outrageous lie beyond Joseph McCarthy, anything he ever did. But when McCarthy did it, the people got to come in and got to confront the committee and say, you have no decency. How dare you act like this? This is 100 times worse than anything Joseph McCarthy ever did, and it's a shame.
Mr. Jones, this morning's hearing is specifically about preventing election manipulation. This afternoon's hearing is...
Sure. But every time they have these meetings, they bring up InfoWars. They claim they're taking InfoWars down to stop election meddling. Obama established with an executive order. He established with an executive order before he left office a special office that deals with foreign propaganda. What it's really been used is to target domestic populist popular groups. The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and
communicating with each
today,
other. Just like communist China. This is dangerous authoritarianism. And they packaged silencing Americans who are popular and well-spoken, as Tucker Carlson said about me on Fox News, not because what I say is bad, but because what I say is effective and true and popular. So they build straw men and misrepresent what I say.
Alex Jones there talking to our Julia Boorstin about efforts to get him deplatformed from various social media outlets. Gives you a sense of just how complicated the question is going to be here regarding First Amendment rights, the ability
to stop right there. That was, the headlines cut it short, but in the way that they were being seated, so it's up to interpretation. I think CNBC is one of the better channels out there, by the way, when it gets to news. They got their own leftist slant, but something like CNN or MSNBC, my gosh. But notice that their reporter goes, of course, there's deplatforming of Alex Jones. Well, so the CNN reporter that quarterbacked, that commanded, that field marshaled me being taken off and was lauded for it by the left, to my face said, nobody's taking you off, and I never called for you to be removed. That's all that comes out of your rat-like mouth. Unbelievable. All right. I've got to get into the world news when we come back. But here's the deal. They're going after the president with 60 days left, 61 days left. They're coming after me. And it takes a lot to shock me. Some stuff happened yesterday that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet before I left D.C. that was so bizarre and so ham-fisted. That it just boggles the mind. I mean, Mueller is trying to frame me right now. Because everybody knows I'm not connected to the Russians. Everybody knows I love America. Everybody knows that about Trump. This is ridiculous. But they're planning to remove Trump before the election. And they even admit that in all these New York Times articles and stuff. They're making their move, man. They're the danger. And it's our fault if we don't stop them. I'm not sure how we do it, but the president needs to start having emergency Oval Office addresses. Maybe he should announce one Friday and have it Monday night. I don't know why he hasn't had an Oval Office address yet. Boom, talking to American people. He does it out on the road, all the rest of it. He's that presidential deal and just lay the cards on the table and say, if you like recovery, you like freedom, whatever, I'm here. If you want to be running the ground by these crooks, then go with them. Now, here's the deal. Most talk show hosts plug every segment. I plug maybe once or twice an hour. I need to be funded. As you know, the enemy is suing me and coming after me, and we're winning, but it costs a lot of money. And they're trying to shut me down, and I want to expand their face. I want to hire more reporters in different cities. I want to launch more shows. I want to go 20, 24 hours a day live. And yes, these attacks have slowed us down. Our listenership is at all-time highs, but a lot of those are new people. They're not supporters yet. I need financial support. I've got products you already need. We have the ultimate turmeric formula for joint support, mobility, flexibility, inflammation support, immune support, turmeric root extract, 95% humanoids. Nobody else has got that. Boswala, serrata extract, organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper, and more. Bodies is about to sell out in just the next few days, but I'm leaving it at 50% off because we're getting more in October. Hard to believe we're almost that close. 98% reviews on that baby. InfoWarsStore.com, the ultimate bone broth. It's 50% off. That special is going to have to end soon as well. That is an amazing product at InfoWarsLife.com. Just the things it does are incredible. Chicken broth, concentrated turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa, herb powder. You got folks playing football, tennis. You're old, you're young. Joints, everything. It's amazing. Find out why bone broth has been loved for thousands of years and all the studies that are behind it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where
They make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Millie Weaver, one of our intrepid roving reporters, has been on fire with her great cameraman, producer, and husband, Gavin Winch. She's going to be on next hour riding shotgun with me. We're going to be taking your phone calls on what do you make of what's happening in this country. InfoWars was number one on Twitter yesterday. Alex Jones was. Number one topic in the country. Number one on Google. And the videos we shot got millions and millions of views. So despite all the censorship and the rumors of my death being greatly exaggerated, it didn't happen, did it? Now, what is that an example of? Owen Schroyer had the idea of an InfoWars army and information war for people to peacefully go out in public and legally and lawfully unfurl banners at sporting events, unfurl banners over interstate highways, put up stickers and handbills in legal and lawful areas. The website's now up, InfoWarsArmy.com. One word. You can go there, send us your email so you can send you alerts, email us back, show us video you shoot of what you do, and we'll put it on the broadcast. You want to fight 60 days out for the election? You want to know what you can do? I had a whole bunch of families learn that I was at the committee hearings, even though I announced it that morning. show up and were hugging me and saying, what can we do? You're so great. And I told them, you're great. You're awesome. You're amazing. You get involved, because here's something that's really central to all of this and understanding. It's a Kit Daniels article that's at newswars.com. It's a Kit Daniels article that is at infowars.com. Nike popularity drops 34% as Generation Z rejects Kaepernick ad campaign. Now, why is this the key to everything? I'll tell you why. Because you've seen the NFL lose almost half its viewers the last 3 years. You've seen Hollywood lose about 38% of its viewers the last 3-4 years. You've seen every major corporate media outlet lose 25% of its audience year after year, except for a few shows on MSNBC and Fox and ABC. But in general, they've all declined massively. But Nike popularity drops 34% as Gen Z rejects Kaepernick ad campaign. Why is that so important? Their stock dropped $3.7 million. Then it dropped even more. And why? Because the idea that he sacrificed everything is not true. He was having a bad football season. He'd become scared of contact. He had become what they call a little bitch. And he couldn't take it anymore, so he got basically hired by Soros and others to be this PR person to go out and create racial strife and division in this country and start kneeling during the national anthem, which is your First Amendment if you're not on the team. You know, can I work at Baskin Robbins and say that I'm going to wear a black shirt instead of a pink shirt or whatever it is? No. You work there. It's part of your contract. Put your hand over your heart. Stand for the national anthem. That's the way it is. It's a corporation. So you got the very same left saying, ban all conservative speech, shut us up, shut us down, take us off the internet, do this to us, do that to us. But then when Kaepernick wants to take a knee and becomes incredibly unpopular and the NFL loses all this money, they say, oh, don't violate his First Amendment. Fine, I say you go ahead and kneel. I will never watch another NFL game anyways because I know it's a bunch of propaganda. It's globalist. It's just part of Hollywood. But it's really exploitive because Nike's known for having some of the worst factories in the world. And they're nothing compared to Apple, but they're bad. And they're known for being exploitive. And they're known for targeting black youth with $300 and $400 worthless tennis shoes that are seen as status symbols. And so they're exploitive of people. They're exploitive of black people. And so, of course, they're then going to hold up Kaepernick, who looks Native American to me. He doesn't even look black, but whatever. They're going to hold this guy and his racist Islamist girlfriend up as God. But the good news is no one wants to hear it and no one wants to see it. And in 1 week, popularity drops in all these different indexes 34%. Their stocks plunge. They're absolutely hated. And now they're associated with the dying NFL. The worst political move you could make. But therein lies the paradox. Why, if you saw the NFL go down almost 40%, some polls 45% or more, in 3 years, would you then associate yourself with what blew a hole in the bottom of the NFL boat and began the end of the franchise? Why? The NFL was almost twice the size of baseball. Now it's a little bit bigger than baseball. By next year, it'll be smaller than baseball. The NBA, you know, to say, we're not doing this because they're smart. That's a growing franchise. They're like, no, people want to come drink beer and eat hot dogs and watch a basketball game. They do not want to hear a bunch of politics. So this is a paradox. But the corporate globalists are bigger than the NFL. They're bigger than ratings. They don't care if it hurts the NFL. They don't care if it hurts Hollywood. It's about domination of America and world domination and the Chi-Com's taking over. And so They're breaking eggs to make omelets. They know this is destructive. But they want to get enough people racially charged with basically brown KKK-type activity, all run out of the special office that Van Jones is still in, the diversity office. They need to shut that office down. Trump needs to go after it. I've talked to people that work there. There's going to be some undercover videos coming out of there soon. And it is like a KKK rally, but it's black and Hispanic and Asian. And you don't get the job there unless you are F white this, F white that. Whites are scum. Whites are inbred. Whites are idiots. And I had Hispanic ladies come up to me, and white ladies, and white dudes, and go, F you, Nazi, in D.C. outside the hearings. It's on video. Be able to find those and play those. Those were epic videos from the live feed. See if Duke can grab those. It's right towards the end of the live feed before we left the Senate. And they're like, F you, Nazi! And I'm like, well, actually, I believe in Martin Luther King. I believe judge people on what they stand for. Oh, right, you know, your mother's married, you know, to her brother, you white scum. And just, I mean, it was like KKK stuff on steroids. And I'm sitting there, and they're just spewing all this racism at me. And I didn't dislike them because they were Hispanic, because I had great Hispanic fans coming, wonderful people. I was hugging all over them. I had like 10 groups of Hispanic folks come up and love on me. But there were these ladies that were kind of dressed like MS-13, all thugged out. And they were just saying, you know, get out of here, Pilgrim. You're trash. We hate you. You're subhuman. And it's all the same stuff the New York Times writer was saying. That's what they've done. That's what the globalists have created. So that's what this is targeting, to create these people. The brown KKK. To go out and push this narrative and put up giant billboards of this guy like an icon. Because he says America sucks, and he says there's all this division, because they're trying to counteract that Trump is trying to bring the country together. And it's a sign of the establishment's desperation. So in that paradox lies the victory that we're winning, people are coming together, double the number of black Americans are supporting Trump, double the number of Hispanic Americans in just a year and a half. It's a landslide. That's why they go, well, maybe Southerners don't like Northerners. Let's reignite that and say that Trump hates Southerners. Which is absolute balderdash. But again, they're just trying everything they can to try to divide us, but it's not working. So, here's the moral story. They're destroying themselves. They're the ones losing. They're the ones going down. They're the ones having to shut us down and ban us off platforms because we're too popular. No one wants to hear this. No one wants to see this except really stupid people. It's pathetic. And almost all the white people I know aren't becoming more racist because of all this racist stuff. They're seeing through it. But so are, quote, most minorities, because they already figure out we're the majority now. We want free market. We want American pie. We want to just, we're getting it. We're in the club. But they don't want you to take your birthright. The political elite are scared of you getting into America and getting into freedom, because if you do, it's over for them. Now, we're going to come back. I'm going to give the number out. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, let's get Harmon in here to take the calls. 877-789-2539, specifically on the countdown to them trying to remove Trump, and specifically them saying use 25th Amendment as we said they would, and all these fake stories they're publishing. What are they going to do next with 60 days left? What are they going to, this is the question, what are they going to pull next? To destabilize things. What's the next lie? How do we counter it? How bad do you think it's going to get? 877-789-2539. I know what they're planning to do to me. Arrest me as a Russian agent. Tried to do it yesterday.
More than 80% of teens look to their parents for money management advice, but one-third of parents avoid discussing finances with their children. That's why American Century Investments has created a guide, Raising Financially Aware Kids. The company's Diane Gallagher explains.
We want children to learn the differences between needs and wants, as well as the basic aspects of debt and borrowing. We also want them to establish good saving and investing habits at an early age.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com/kids. That's AmericanCentury.com/kids.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over.